One of the best-known pirate radio stations, Radio Caroline, will be back on the air this week after 3.5 years of silence. The old Caroline began broadcasting illegally off the coast of Clacton in 1964, and at its peak built up an audience of 30 million before it sank in a storm. The new Caroline will have to compete with at least 50 land-based pirate radio stations, but its backers are confident it'll be as popular as ever. John Underwood reports.
The journey out to the new Radio Caroline takes you right past the old Radio Caroline, or what's left of it anyway. The last pirate radio ship sank into silence during a severe gale in 1980. But for the station's founder, entrepreneur Ronan O'Reilly, that last broadcast was simply the spur to start all over again.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship.
Today, Ronan O'Reilly is back in business and Radio Caroline has quite literally resurfaced with a new ship anchored in international waters. The radio station will soon be broadcasting from this gigantic 300-foot mast, the tallest aerial ever built on a floating vessel. With the station pumping out rock music at 50,000 watts, Caroline's signal will be as clear as its message.
But the point behind it, have you listened to the radio in Britain lately? That's the point behind it. We're doing what no one else is doing. We're going to be playing a lot of music and very little chat, which isn't difficult to do, really. What people want to listen in radio isn't there. There is a radio market and a radio feel that isn't there at the moment. I mean, who wants to listen to inane chat? When people spend thousands of pounds, dollars, whatever, making good music with the technical expertise that's available, do you need it broken up with chat? Oh, I certainly don't.
The Marine Broadcasting Offences Act, which came into effect 16 years ago this week, tried to make it illegal to broadcast from radio ships like this. Anyone found repairing, supplying, installing, maintaining radio equipment like this is liable to prosecution. But only if they're operating from Britain. Ronan O'Reilly is getting all the food and equipment for his radio station from Europe. But the threat of legal action remains for anyone committing a whole host of offences that might generally be described as aiding and abetting these pirate broadcasters.
You know, we supply from Spain and, you know, we have international advertising. Our head office is in Los Angeles and New York. And the station is run in strict compliance with all of the local legislations in the various European countries.
Now, since the introduction of independent local radio in the UK, of course, people have been able to advertise on British radio. Doesn't that mean that there's less of a need for stations like Radio Caroline?
Well, of course, the beauty of Caroline is that it's totally a relationship between this station and the audience, and you know the audience is the absolute decision maker. And if the audience don't want to listen to us, if nobody wants to listen, then there's no ball game. But, we've never had that problem.
You think you can still be profitable?
Well, I think we can have an enormous audience. And if you have an enormous audience, there's an enormous number of international advertisers who are very enthusiastic about using us.
You're listening to Radio Caroline on 319.
The sound of Radio Caroline will be unashamedly of the 60s and early 70s. Its philosophy, they say, will be one of loving awareness. If loving awareness proves popular, the audience will be measured in millions, and Radio Caroline's American backers will be laughing all the way to the Dogger Bank.